Today is the 14th day of July. Welcome back. Welcome back around the global campfire. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It is fantastic to be here with you today. Another day to be grateful. Another step forward together as a community. I'm glad that we showed up. I'm glad that we're here for the next step forward. I'm glad that we can take the next step forward. And the next step forward leads us back into the book of 1 Chronicles as we're navigating through the Old Testament. And we're in the book of Romans, the letter to the Romans in the New Testament. But first, 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 37 through 18, verse 17. David left Asaph and his kinfolk there before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord to minister regularly before the Ark as each day required. And also Obed-Edom and his 68 kinsfolk, while Obed-Edom, son of Jeduthun and Hosa, were to be gatekeepers. And he left the priest Zadok and his kindred, the priests, before the tabernacle of the Lord in the high place that was at Gibeon, to offer burnt offerings to the Lord on the altar of burnt offering regularly, morning and evening, according to all that is written in the law of the Lord that he commanded Israel. With them were Heman and Jeduthun, and the rest of those chosen and expressly named to render thanks to the Lord, for his steadfast love endures forever. Heman and Jeduthun had with them trumpets and cymbals for the music and instruments for sacred song. The sons of Jeduthun were appointed to the gates. Then all the people departed to their homes, and David went home to bless his household. Now, when David settled in his house, David said to the prophet Nathan, "I am living in a house of cedar, but the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord is under a tent." Nathan said to David, "Do all that you have in mind, for God is with you." But that same night, the word of God came to Nathan, saying, "Go and tell my servant David, thus says the Lord, you shall not build me a house to live in, for I have not lived in a house since the day I brought out Israel to this very day. But I have lived in a tent and a tabernacle. Wherever I have moved about among all Israel, did I ever speak a word with any of the judges of Israel, whom I commanded to shepherd my people, saying, 'Why have you not built me a house of cedar?' Now therefore, thus you shall say to my servant David, 'Thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the pasture, from following the sheep, to be ruler over my people Israel, and I have been with you wherever you went, and have cut off all your enemies before you. And I will make for you a name like the name of the great ones of the earth. I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, so that they may live in their own place and be disturbed no more, and evildoers shall wear them down no more, as they did formerly, from the time that I appointed judges over my people Israel. And I will subdue all your enemies. Moreover, I declare to you that the Lord will build you a house. When your days are fulfilled to go to be with your ancestors, I will raise up your offspring after you, one of your own sons, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for me, and I will establish his throne forever. I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me. I will not take my steadfast love from him, as I took it from him who was before you. But I will confirm him in my house and in my kingdom forever, and his throne shall be established forever. In accordance with all these words and all this vision, Nathan spoke to David. Then King David went in and sat before the Lord and said, "Who am I, O Lord God? And what is my house that you have brought me thus far? And even this was a small thing in your sight, O God. You have also spoken of your servant's house into the distant future. You regard me as someone of high rank, O Lord God. And what more can David say to you for honoring your servant? You know your servant. For your servant's sake, O Lord, and according to your own heart, you have done all these great deeds, making known all these great things. There is no one like you, O Lord, and there is no God besides you, according to all that we have heard with our ears. Who is like your people Israel, one nation on the earth whom God went to redeem to be his people, making for yourself a name for great and awesome things, and driving out nations before your people, whom you redeemed from Egypt. And you made your people Israel to be your people forever. And you, O Lord, became their God. And now, O Lord, as for the word that you have spoken concerning your servant and concerning his house, let it be established forever and do as you have promised. Thus your name will be established and magnified forever in the saying, 'The Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, is Israel's God.' And the house of your servant David will be established in your presence. For you, my God, have revealed to your servant that you will build a house for him. Therefore, your servant has found it possible to pray before you. And now, O Lord, you are God, and you have promised this good thing to your servant. Therefore, may it please you to bless the house of your servant, so that it may continue forever before you. For you, O Lord, have blessed and are blessed forever." Sometime afterward, David attacked the Philistines and subdued them. He took Gath and its villages from the Philistines. He defeated Moab, and the Moabites became subject to David and brought tribute. David also struck down King Hadadezer of Zobah toward Hamath, as he went to set up a monument at the river Euphrates. David took from him 1,000 chariots, 7,000 cavalry, and 20,000 foot soldiers. David hamstrung all the chariot horses but left 100 of them. When the Arameans of Damascus came to help King Hadadezer of Zobah, David killed 22,000 Arameans. And David put garrisons in Aram of Damascus, and the Arameans became subject to David and brought tribute. The Lord gave victory to David wherever he went. David took the gold shields that were carried by the servants of Hadadezer and brought them to Jerusalem. From Tibhath and from Kun, cities of Hadadezer, David took a vast quantity of bronze. With it, Solomon made the bronze sea and the pillars and the vessels of bronze. When King Tou of Hamath heard that David had defeated the whole army of King Hadadezer of Zobah, he sent his son Hadoram to King David to greet him and to congratulate him because he had fought against Hadadezer and defeated him. Now Hadadezer had often been at war with Tou. He sent all sorts of articles of gold, of silver, and of bronze. These also King David dedicated to the Lord, together with the silver and gold that he had carried off from all the nations, from Edom, Moab, the Ammonites, the Philistines, and Amalek, Abishai, son of Zeruiah, killed 18,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt. He put garrisons in Edom, and all the Edomites became subject to David, and the Lord gave victory to David wherever he went. So David reigned over all Israel, and he administered justice and equity to all his people. Joab, son of Zeruiah, was over the army. Jehoshaphat, son of Ahilud, was recorder. Zadok, son of Ahitub, and Ahimelech, son of Abiathar, were priests. Shavshah was secretary. Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, was over the Keratites and the Pelatites. And David's sons were the chief officials in the service of the king. Romans 2, 1-24. Therefore, you are without excuse, whoever you are, when you judge others. For in passing judgment on another, you condemn yourself, because you, the judge, are doing the very same things. We know that God's judgment on those who do such things is in accordance with truth. Do you imagine, whoever you are, that when you judge those who do such things and yet do them yourself, you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you despise the riches of his kindness and forbearance and patience? Do you not realize that God's kindness is meant to lead you to repentance? But by your hand and impenitent heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself on the day of wrath, when God's righteous judgment will be revealed. He will repay according to each one's deeds. To those who by patiently doing good seek for glory and honor and immortality, he will give eternal life, while for those who are self-seeking and who obey not the truth but injustice, there will be wrath and fury. There will be affliction and distress for everyone who does evil, both the Jew first and the Greek. But glory and honor and peace for everyone who does good, both the Jew first and the Greek. For God shows no partiality. All who have sinned apart from the law will also perish apart from the law. And all who have sinned under the law will be judged in accordance with the law. For it is not the hearers of the law who are righteous in God's sight, but the doers of the law who will be justified. When Gentiles who do not possess the law by nature do what the law requires, these, though not having the law, are a law to themselves. They show that what the law requires is written on their hearts, as their own conscience also bears witness, and their conflicting thoughts will accuse, or perhaps excuse, them on the day when, according to my gospel, God, through Christ Jesus, judges the secret thoughts of all. But if you call yourself a Jew and rely on the law and boast of your relation to God and know his will and determine what really matters because you are instructed in the law, and if you are sure that you are a guide to the blind, a light to those who are in darkness, a corrector of the foolish, a teacher of children, having in the law the embodiment of knowledge and truth. You then, who teach others, will you not teach yourself? You who preach against stealing, do you steal? You who forbid adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you rob temples? You who boast in the law, do you dishonor God by your transgression of the law? For as it is written, the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you. Psalm 10, 16 through 18. The Lord is King forever and ever. The nations shall perish from his land. O Lord, you will hear the desire of the meek. You will strengthen their hearts. You will incline your ear to do justice for the orphan and the oppressed, so that those from earth may strike terror no more. Proverbs 19, 8 and 9. To get wisdom is to love one's self. To keep understanding is to prosper. A false witness will not go unpunished, and the liar will perish. Okay, so we are just getting into Romans, which brings us into the letters that are so much of the New Testament. And Paul's letters are a significant portion of those letters. So we're gonna get to know Paul's voice very well from his writings. And we can already see that he's not writing letters with a lot of ambiguity. Just a ton of nuance. He's pretty direct in tone. And he's using a very direct tone because of who he's speaking to. He's speaking to Hebrew people, his own people. And us, through those words. And he's speaking about hypocrisy. So Paul, basically today, is saying to condemn somebody for the same questionable things you are participating in will get you nowhere. All right, so Paul says it like this: since you judge others for doing these things, why do you think you can avoid the judgment of God when you do the same thing? I mean, that can come off really condemning when we're so swimming in mercy and grace, especially towards ourselves. But it's not condemnation that is the point. It is to bring hypocrisy into the open and call it what it is. And then it can be seen. Then it is in the light. Then it can be walked away from. So the invitation is forward, away from that bondage and into freedom. Don't you see how kind and tolerant, with such forbearance and patience, God is with you? Paul says, doesn't that mean anything to you? Can't you see that his kindness is intended to pull you away? To draw you away from your sin. So just being aware that Paul's talking to devout people who truly are trying to obey the Mosaic law, believing that that is their path to God. These are people devout. These are people that are like Paul. People who have been educated, who know this, who have grown up in this culture and are practicing this. He's not talking from a lofty superior place that he just doesn't even understand at all. That's kind of what makes it compelling, because he does completely understand. As an educated Pharisee, a zealous educated Pharisee, he knows full well what he's talking about. But as followers of Jesus, because we can set that Hebrew, those Hebrew issues aside and go like, that's not who I am. But as devout followers of Jesus, the same, if not more, hypocrisy can be found in our own faith. And if we're honest, in our own life, how often are we condemning people for things we've done? So Paul says, you're convinced that you're a teacher. You can lead the blind. You can bring light into the darkness. You can show people who are lost the way. But he's pointing out that if we're going to teach people the truth, we ought to be able to teach ourselves the truth about ourselves. If we're going to dispense the truth in judgment, we have to receive the truth within ourselves. Because our condemnation condemns us too. And he says, like, if you're going to condemn theft, stealing, then are you stealing? If you're going to condemn adultery, then are you being faithful? So Paul is making a clear point. We can't just become experts on the law. We cannot just become experts, even scholars, on the scriptures, and then use them as a weapon when we aren't willing to live what we know to be true ourselves. Paul says, you're proud of knowing the law, but you dishonor God by breaking it. Hypocrisy. Hypocrisy is a double life. Hypocrisy is completely against the faith journey. It is false. It is not being led into all truth, and it is not a narrow path. And Paul's just making that pretty clear in pretty direct language. But it's a bigger context. And it's really sobering. So Paul is speaking to the Hebrews, to devout Jews. And he says, the Gentiles blaspheme the name of God because of you, right? Because of your hypocrisy. That is no less true for we who follow Jesus. The unbeliever blasphemes the name of Jesus because of our hypocrisy. So in Paul's time, it's the hypocrisy of the Jewish religious leaders that pushed people away. That same kind of behavior repels people from Jesus and makes a stereotype of everyone who's trying to follow him. It's like a colloquialism. We must practice what we preach. What we say must be what we do. Otherwise, we are living in complete deception and are forming a false life, a double life. So, man, that's a mirror, and Paul's letters are often going to be that and bring us an invitation to look into our own eyes and into our own hearts and invite the Holy Spirit to expose, bring out into the light, and name our own hypocrisy so that we can be something true. So, Holy Spirit, we invite you into that. It's in all of us, and we're inviting you. We're opening up everything. The darkness in us. Not the nice, cleaned living room. We're opening up the closet. We're opening up the cellar. We're opening up the attic. We're rolling back the carpet for what's hidden there. Because we can stylize ourselves to look like anything. But there is a truth behind it all. We invite you into that place. And say, shine the light of truth into our own double lives. Our own hypocrisy. Shine the light of truth. Bring it into the open. And give us the invitation to walk away into the truth. Lead us into all truth, Holy Spirit. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com and the Daily Audio Bible app. These are our home base. Our resources that we have built to be a home base on the web or in the app store to stay connected to the journey in the most detailed and comprehensive way that exists right now. We have been building for years now infrastructure and more depth in that regard that will be coming as we continue this 20th year in much more comprehensive ways than we've ever been able to do before. But this is the way and the direct connection point to the community here. So be familiar with us on the web or in the app store and stay connected to the journey. Check out the community section. This is where you can get links to the social media platforms that we participate in. And following along with Daily Audio Bible as we take the journey gives you, some behind the scenes, some encouragements, some words of encouragement, and some connection points to the community and connection points to the things that we are reading as we stay connected in those spaces that so many participate in on a daily. So we're there too. Want to encourage you in a place that can be tricky. Social media can be very tricky, and so in the same way we're trying to create a safe place here around the global campfire, we're trying to create a safe place there in social media, so be familiar with that. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, if being around the global campfire is a safe place, and it is life-giving, and it is meaningful, and it does help. Thank you, humbly, for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner, or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Resting in God's Shadow. I just heard the prayer from the gentleman, and I'm sorry I didn't catch your name or what you go by, but you were lifting up your bride, that you guys, you were fasting and praying to hear a heartbeat by July 1st, and you heard a heartbeat on the day, July 1st. Praise the Lord. All glory to him. What a good, good father we serve. But I continue to lift you guys up, and I just pray the Lord's continued peace over this situation in Jesus' name. I pray and am believing that this will be a healthy baby. This will be a healthy delivery, that this will bring nothing but joy and happiness into you and your bride's lives. So I will continue to lift that situation up. And oh my gosh, I pray for the family, friends that you called in about as well, the grandmother that tragically and accidentally ran over her four-year-old granddaughter. I had to sit with the Holy Spirit on this one. There are no words, but the Holy Spirit just put on my heart forgiveness. Obviously, I pray the Lord's peace over all of them in this situation, but I pray forgiveness. I pray that the grandmother is able to forgive herself in Jesus' name. I pray that the mother, her daughter, is able to forgive her in Jesus' name. I pray the Lord's overwhelming supernatural peace over all of them as they grieve this tragic situation. And I pray that they look to him, they seek his face, they just sit at his feet, because there's no way they're going to be able to get through this without him, without dearly just hanging on to him with everything that they have. So I just pray his peace over them, his love and his forgiveness over them. It is in the mighty name of Jesus that I pray and ask all of these things. Amen.
Hey, my dab fam, it's Asia calling from the City of Angels on July 10th, calling to lift up some of our dab prayer requests. Karen from St. Louis called, and we're going to lift her up, and Mirabella Viviani from Scotland called as well. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, the Father of sympathy, of pity and mercy, the one who comforts and consoles us, hallowed be your beautiful name, Lord God. Father, as we come to your beautiful throne of grace and mercy, we just lift up our sister Karen's prayer request to you for her friend Dan and Sue. Both are unsaved. Sue has had cancer 5 times, and she is awaiting the biopsy result. And Karen is just praying that, Lord, that you would use her to plant the seed of faith in Dan and Sue at this season in their lives, Father. So we pray, Father, that you would grant her your request for your glory, Lord God. And we also pray that Sue would be healed of this cancer, Lord. Father, we lift up our sister Mirabella's request for you, for her close friend in Germany who was hit by the tree, who is in critical condition. Father, we pray that, first of all, we pray for her salvation, that she is a woman of faith, a woman of God who believes in our Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray that, Lord, that you heal her of these tremendous injuries to her body. And Father, that you would comfort her in this critical time. And Lord, cover her family with your goodness and mercy and love and support during this time of suffering for them too. We ask and pray all of these prayers in the name of our beloved Savior, Jesus Christ.
Hi, this is Darcy from Oregon. I'm just calling to try to lift up in prayer people that are going through loneliness right now. I actually just got out of a relationship not even 2 months ago that I'd been in since I was 15 that was really actually abusive, and I dealt with so much loneliness through that time. The Daily Audio Bible was one of the only things that got me through it. Listening to Brian's words and everybody's encouragements really made me feel like I had a family and a home that I could go to whenever I needed to be safe. So I just want to lift up in prayer my brothers and sisters dealing with loneliness, dealing with addiction, dealing with hardship and loss. The same prayer that I prayed all the time, you know, when I needed strength, the simple one. It goes, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done as earth as it is in heaven. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear. Walk on the narrow path with us. Save us from the evil one and protect our loved ones from harm. And I pray all of this in Jesus' holy name. Amen. I hope you all have a blessed day.
Hi, this is Virgil in Texas, Cowboy for Christ. I'm asking for prayers for all those young girls that are missing from Camp Mystic, the church camp in the hill country of Texas, in this terrible flood that they're having. And I pray for the ones that have, their bodies have been found, be with their families, their parents, and help them through this time of grief and darkness. But just pray for all the people affected by this terrible flood. And that's in Jesus' name that I pray for them. Thank you.